Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Πυρόγα φεύγεις και γυρίζεις τις ώρες που αγριεύει η βροχή στη γη των Βυσιγότων αρμενίζεις και σε κερδίζεις κρεμαστή, μα τα φτερά σου σιγοπριονί. Δελφούς γλυκό νερό στα δύο είπες πως θα κόπει η ζωή σου και πριν προλάβω τρεις να σ' αρνηθώ σκούριασε το κλειδί του παραδείσου. Που σε λέγα μαντιγό. Γαλαξία να σε βρω. Εδώ είναι Αττική, Φεόντα Μάρη. Κι εγώ ένα πεδίο βολής φθηνό που ασκούνται βρίζοντας σε νυφαντά. Πεδίο βολής φτηνό ορίζοντας ξενυφάντα.
A truly iconic song, starting us off today here on Diálogos Radio with Manolis Mitsias singing Erotico. You're listening to Diálogos Radio, the program which brings you great Greek music each week, just like the first song that we heard today, and which also brings you the weekly Diálogos interview series. And today, coming up on the Diálogos interview series, we will be featuring an interview that, particularly if you are a college or a graduate student or know someone who is, will be of interest to you. Our interview today on the Diálogos interview series is with Artemis Zenetou, who is the director of the U.S. Fulbright Foundation in Greece, which is part of the worldwide Fulbright Foundation, which provides scholarships to American students to study or to conduct research overseas, and also scholarships for overseas students to study or to perform research in the United States. And Greece is one of these countries where the Fulbright program is active. And in today's interview, Artemis will talk more about the Fulbright scholarship program, as well as the many other services that the foundation offers in Greece. So if you're a student or know someone who is in college or graduate school, this interview is truly one that you shouldn't miss. And it's coming up next here on Diálogos Radio. Before we get to the Diálogos interview series, however, a quick disclaimer to say that I am a former recipient of a scholarship from the Fulbright Foundation. And specifically, I had the opportunity to spend 9 months in Greece as a Fulbright scholar conducting research for my PhD studies. So I just wanted to put that out there as a disclaimer. And coming up right now here on Diálogos Radio is the Diálogos interview series with Artemis Zenetou, the executive director of the Fulbright Foundation in Greece. The Diálogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Diálogos Radio. Joining us today here on the Diálogos interview series is Artemis Zenetou of the U.S. Fulbright Foundation in Greece. And Artemis, thank you, first of all, for joining us. And to begin, share with us a history of the Fulbright Foundation.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure. Well, a brief note about the history. Fulbright Foundations today operate in more than 155 countries around the world. It's a privilege to say that Fulbright Greece is the oldest program, the first program in Europe and the second in the world.
And it's interesting that you mentioned that the Fulbright Foundation in Greece, out of all of these countries, is one of the oldest in the world and the oldest in Europe. When did it get established and what is the history of Fulbright in Greece?
Certainly. The foundation in Greece was established back in 1948. And the first recipients, the first Americans actually that got to come to Greece were at the American Farm School in Thessaloniki. And namely, I can say two names that may ring a bell to many. It's Edmund or Mike Keeley, who is a professor emeritus at Princeton University and has done amazing translations of Skavafis and many other Greek poets and authors. And also Bruce Lansdale, who became the first director of the American Farm School. The other group of students and scholars that were coming from the U.S. to Greece was at the American School of Classical Studies and the Yanadios Library. In fact, the two institutions, Fulbright and the American School of Classical Studies, have very close ties because one of the eminent archaeologist / photographer, Alison France, was also in the late 40s the cultural attaché at the U.S. Embassy, and she was instrumental in putting together the first documents for the establishment of the Fulbright Foundation in Greece.
And you mentioned a couple of the original alums of the Fulbright Foundation in Greece, but there's been many other notable Greeks that have received the Fulbright scholarships in the past, as well as notable non-Greeks, of course, that are alums of the Fulbright Foundation. What are some of these notable names?
Certainly. If I can say again that it's an exchange program, so essentially established through a binational treaty between the U.S. and Greece, it has allowed a number of Americans to come to Greece and a number of Greeks to go to the U.S. A few names familiar: Konstantin Dimaras, George Seferis, Antonis Tritsis, Michael Dertouzos, Kimon Fryer, Spiridon Marinatos, Carolos Kuhn, Panayotis Michelis, Maria Esformes, and the list goes on to many, many more. I mean, you can basically count close to 5,000 scholarship recipients, Greek and U.S. citizens, in the last 65 years.
Share a few words about the scholarships that the foundation offers for Americans, first of all, to come to Greece. What sorts of scholarships are offered, and who can receive them?
Certainly. In fact, in just a few days, I would say October 17th, is the deadline for the U.S. students applying to come to Greece, and these are nine-month scholarships for graduating seniors or for PhD candidates, basically in every discipline. There are no restrictions here. What is important is to be able to establish a good affiliation in Greece, be it at a Greek educational institution or a U.S. institution in Greece, and make certain that what your project, if your project requires good command of the Greek language, that you do have that. If not, I mean, there's still opportunities to learn, since, you know, the process from the time that you apply, if you are awarded a scholarship, there's about a period of 12 to 14 months, so one can do a crash course in Greek or make sure to take Greek lessons while here. So this is one of the programs. The other program is for scholars and academics, essentially individuals that are working in educational institutions in the United States that come to Greece for lecturing or research in Greek universities or other cultural and scientific organizations. And these are essentially 3 to 4 month scholarships, either in the spring or the fall semester. There are also smaller programs during the summer for educators that would like to learn about Greece and immerse themselves into Greek history and Greek culture in order to be able to introduce Greece and things Greek in the school curricula. And this is a great program that is done in collaboration with the American School of Classical Studies. Then again, there are some other short-term programs for specialists that basically are 2 to 6 week-long programs, and they're open to every single discipline. Just to give you an example, recently with the University of Corfu in Kerkyra, there was a scholar from the U.S. that helped further develop actually jazz studies, because it's one of the universities that has an excellent tradition in music and have developed a solid program in jazz studies.
And you mentioned, of course, a few moments ago that this is an exchange program. So not only does the Fulbright Foundation give the opportunity to Americans to go to Greece and other countries, but it also gives the opportunity for students from Greece and other countries to study and to perform research in the United States. What sorts of scholarships are available to this category of individuals?
Certainly, Michael. In fact, I would like to mention, because we're very proud, that even in this very difficult year, the foundation was able to award a total of 59 scholarships to both Greek and Americans for this academic year. So now, going to the programs that are available for Greek citizens to go to the United States. One is a summer program, again, for educators, secondary educators, either the ones that are teachers of English or educators that are sort of like involved in development of the curriculum at their schools. And they basically go to a very intense summer seminar that it lasts about 5 to 6 weeks, and they learn about how to study the United States, its history and its culture, in order to be able to introduce it into the Greek classroom. So essentially it's the reverse from the other program we mentioned before for American educators coming to Greece. Then there are programs for Greek research scholars, every single discipline. The sky is the limit, one could say, on what can be supported through Fulbright. For Greek academics to spend a period of about 3 months in U.S. educational institutions. And then the very popular program, the Greek Graduate Students Program, which is either for master's or PhD. It's important to note here, because many people would say, oops, is this a brain drain? Well, I would say brain gain or brain circulation rather, which are two terms I favor. First of all, it's important to say that every single Fulbright that has like a binational treaty with the US, so essentially Greece, US now, the recipients of these scholarships have to return back into their home country, in this case, Greece, and stay for at least a period of 2 years. And this is not something to penalize, but rather to ensure that the individual who was awarded and afforded this scholarship will come back in their home country and be able to share the knowledge or practice or work in the country.
And we are speaking with Artemis Zanetou from the Fulbright Foundation in Greece. Artemis, in addition to the scholarships that the foundation offers, the Fulbright Foundation in Greece also organizes a series of college fairs and other events throughout the year in Athens and in other cities. So tell us a few more words about these events that the foundation organizes.
Well, if one looks at Fulbright, I mean, what is it really that we do? Yes, we offer scholarships to U.S. and Greek citizens, but also we offer educational advising services for individuals that are interested in studying in the United States, regardless of whether they meet the criteria to get the Fulbright scholarship, and regardless of what the discipline or type of program they would like to follow, we organize advising group sessions in our office and doing several outreach programs in universities and high schools about studies in the U.S. And within this context, we also have a very popular the U.S. annual university fair, which attracts close to 40 representatives from U.S. educational institutions. And parents with students come and have the chance to have like a one-on-one sessions with these representatives, find out about the variety of the different schools, and also accompanying sessions on demystification of the U.S. educational system, because as many of you may know, the U.S. and the Greek educational systems differ a little bit in their flexibility and interdisciplinarity. Other programs, and I must add here that all programs, educational advising programs, are offered for free, and this is something we intend to continue to do. It's a service to the community and the society at large, and it's part of the mission of the Fulbright Foundation in Greece. Other programs that we organize is also train the trainers for educators that are alumni of the program to be able to share their expertise with other educators in the country in many different parts of our country, because our operations are not just focused in Thessaloniki and Athens. I mean, Greece is every single place, you name it, from Crete to Thrace to the Ionian Islands and the Dodecanese. So it's the idea of being able to educate and share the knowledge with other individuals, in this case educators, that have not had the opportunity to have these professional enrichment programs in the United States. Most recently, we held yet another program with a partner institution that has very similar mission with Fulbright, the Salzburg Global Seminar, which is based in Salzburg, Austria, on educating for the modern global economy. So this, and along with the advising programs and training the trainers, are part of services that we offer in Greece.
And in closing, where can those who are interested in scholarships that the Fulbright program offers find out more information about these programs?
As I would say here, it's like we're 65 years old, but we're certainly very current and relevant. So for those of you following social media, I would say to become friends or follow us either through Fulbright Greece, Facebook or Twitter, and then for the like more traditional, if one could say, outlook, one could visit us through the Fulbright.gr. Thank you, Michael.
Wonderful. Well, Artemis, thank you very much for speaking with us today here on the Diálogos interview series. Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. We're back here on the Dialogos Radio, where we just heard this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series featuring Artemis Zenetou, the executive director of the Fulbright Foundation in Greece. And as we just heard in our promo a moment ago, all of our interviews are available as podcasts in iTunes. And in addition, you can also find our podcasts in TuneIn.com, in a BlackBerry podcast directory, on our website, dialogosmedia.org. And of course, you can find our podcasts in the Dialogos Radio Android app, which is freely available in the Google Play Store. The Dialogos interview series will return again next week, and later in our broadcast, we'll offer a sneak preview of what's to come in the following weeks as far as the interviews that we will be airing. What we promise is that there's going to be some really good interviews coming up in the next few weeks, so you'll want to stay tuned to hear more details about the interviews that will be coming up. But for now, though, we'll return to some music, and we'll take a musical journey for the rest of today's broadcast through various musical eras and genres. And we'll go back in time a bit to start out with some classic cuts by Marinella, Lefteris Mitilineos, and Erena Kumioti, starting now here on the Dialogos Radio.
Άνοιξε πέτρα να κλειστώ. Ήλιος να μη, ήλιος να μη με βλέπει, αντί για νύφη πρέπει. Μαύρα να ντυθώ. Άνοιξε πέτρα για να πω χάνω τον άντρα που αγαπώ. Νύχτα κατεβά απ' τα βουνά, νύχτα μαύρο, νύχτα μαύρο φορούσα ο άντρας που αγαπούσα. Thank you.
Απόψε μιλώ με τη σκιά σου σε κάποιο κέντρο που καθόμαστε μαζί. Απόψε πίνω μόνο σε μια άκρη κι η θύμησή σου ξαναζεί. Λείπεις εσύ, λείπει η ζωή μου. Πίνω με δάκρυ και καπνίζω. Κλείνει ο πόνος την ψυχή μου και το όνομά σου συλλαβίζω. Εδώ τελειώνει μια ζωή. Εδώ τελειώνει μια ζωή. Τα ίδια τραγούδια παίζει ορχήστρα που μίλαγαν μες στην καρδιά μας. Πολλά γνωστά μας ζευγαράκια, λείπει μονάχα ο ερώτας μας. Λείπεις εσύ, λείπει η ζωή μου. Πίνω με δάκρυ και καπνίζω. Κλείνει ο πόνος την ψυχή μου και το όνομά σου συλλαβίζω. Εδώ τελειώνει μια ζωή. Εδώ τελειώνει μια ζωή.
Τα μάτια μου στα μάτια σου και τα στροπάνω, Θεέ μου. Αχ, να μην τελειώνε ποτέ η ώρα ετούτη, Θεέ μου. Αχ, να μην τελειώνε ποτέ η ώρα ετούτη, Θεέ μου. Ο πύρετος σου μέσα μου φωτιά που σπαρταράει. Έγινε ο κόσμος μια σταλιά και πια δε με χωράει. Έγινε ο κόσμος μια σταλιά και πια δε με χωράει. Πρώτη φορά που σ' αγαπώ, πρώτη που σε μαθαίνω. Πρώτη στα χέρια σου φορά, γεννιέμαι και πεθαίνω. Πρώτη στα χέρια σου φορά, γεννιέμαι και πεθαίνω.
Dialogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Dialogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. This is the Alagos Radio with Michael, airing weekly on 6 radio stations in the United States, in Greece, and in Australia. I hope you've been enjoying the music thus far. We just heard Erena Koumioti singing Proti Fora, and prior to that, we heard Lefteris Mitilineos with Lipis Esi, Lipi Izoimu, and we started out that selection of music with Marinella singing one of her classics, Anixe Petra. And in just a few minutes, we'll return with a sneak preview of what's to come on the Diálogos interview series for our upcoming broadcasts. But for now, our musical journey continues here on the Diálogos Radio.
Τρελάναν τους σαν απόψε είμαστε κι οι δυο μας σιωπηλοί. Ακόμα και οι λέξεις φοβήθηκα να τα έχει. Το ξέρω θα μου δώσεις ένα φιλί. Και θα μου πεις να μείνουμε δυο φίλοι. Και θα μου πεις να μείνουμε δυο φίλοι. Δε θέλω να είμαστε ούτε φίλοι ούτε εχθροί. Θέλω να μη θυμάμαι κι ούτε να ξέρω που θα πας και ποια είναι αυτή. Θέλω ένα όνειρο μονάχα να είμαι, κι όταν ξυπνήσω το πρωί να είσαι εκεί. Για να μου πεις να μη φοβάμαι. Μου λοιπόν το τελευταίο μας φιλί και ας καπνίσουμε μαζί και ένα τσιγάρο και φύγε μη γυρίσεις να με δεις. Δε θέλω να με βλέπεις να πονά. Δε θέλω να με βλέπεις να πονάω. Δε θέλω να είμαστε ούτε φίλοι ούτε εχθροί. Θέλω να μη θυμάμαι ούτε να ξέρω που θα πας και ποια είναι αυτή. Θέλω ένα όνειρο μονάχα να είναι, κι όταν ξυπνήσω το πρωί να είσαι εκεί. Για να μου πεις
κουρσάρα κι όπου θέλει ας βγει. και στις Βρυξέλλες τις σημαίες σαν κορδέλες. Τόσα μπερδεμένα έθνη κι άκρη ποιος θα βρει.
Άγγλοι, Γάλλοι, Πορτογάλοι, Ισπανοί και κάτι άλλοι, Χριστιανοί και Μουσουλμάνοι σε συναλλαγή.
Μπαίνουμε σε μια κουρσάρα, τα μυαλά μας σαν φουγάρα, στο απέναντι το ρεύμα κι όπου θέλει ας βγει. Φτιάχνονται καινούργοι νόμοι, ούτε μας ζητάν τη γνώμη. Μπαίνουμε σε μια κουρσάρα κι όπου θέλει ας βγει. Μπαίνουμε σε μια κουρσάρα κι όπου θέλει ας βγει. Μπαίνουμε σε μια κουρσάρα κι όπου θέλει ας βγει. Στο απέναντι το ρεύμα κι όπου θέλει ας βγει.
Take the Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. This is the Dialogos Radio, bringing you great Greek music and the Dialogos interview series each week. Whether you're listening to us in the United States, in Greece, Australia, or anywhere else through the internet, Glikeria and Kostas Makedonas just closed out that last set of music that we heard, singing in tandem a song titled "I Kursara." Before that, we heard Babis Tserto singing "Apopse Siopili," and Eleni Vitali got us started in that last set of songs with her classic "Pende Eli." Keep it locked in here on the Dialogos Radio as more great music is coming up starting now.
Και να που τα ταξίδια μείναν μόνο όνειρα. Και να που οι φωνές και τα τραγούδια σώπασαν. Και να που η ζωή τώρα κυλάει πιο γρήγορα. Και να που τα παιδιά και τα παιχνίδια χάθηκαν. Πισόπλανο το χρόνο. Δε φταίω εγώ, μεγαλώνω. Φταίει η ζωή, είναι μικρή. Ραγίσαν τα φεγγάρια που είχε φέρει η άνοιξη. Μάρωσε το φως το τελευταίο νύχτωμα. Φτιασίδι ερωτικό που θα φοράει το αύριο. Στις πιάτσες της βροχής όταν πουλιέται Σάββατο.
στο σπίτι κι όλο κλαίει και κανένας δεν ξέρει τι τον καίει κι όλοι υποστήρες και γελάει ψάχνουν το μυστικό. Ο κόσμος λέει, λέει, λέει πως εκείνη για όλα φταίει, φταίει που μένει μόνος και ξυπνάει με τον ίδιο καημό.
Okay. στο Πάμια και στο Παραδείο, στο Απαχιλιές 12. Βρε, δεν είναι εδώ το Σούλι, εδώ είναι του Ραγασούλι. Βρε, δεν είναι εδώ το Σούλι, εδώ είναι του Ραγασούλι. Στο Πάμια και στο Παδίο, στο Παχίλιες 12.
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. We just heard the late, great Nikos Papazoglou bringing that latest set of great music to a close here on Diálogos Radio with Pote Vudas, Pote Kudas. Prior to that, we heard Eleni Tsaligopoulou with Είναι Εντάξει Μαζί Μου, and we kicked off that set of songs with Παντελής Θαλασσινός with a live performance of Δεν Φταίω Εγώ Που Μεγαλώνω. And if you missed the titles or artists for any of the songs that we heard today on Diálogos Radio, remember that you can check out our website, dialogosmedia.org, where you can find all of our playlists in addition to podcasts of all of our interviews, audio of all of our recent broadcasts, and also the live stream of our 24/7 online radio station, Diálogos Radio 24/7, where you can hear more music like this all day and all night. Our program today is about to come to a close, but before we go, allow me to tell you about some of the great interviews that we will have coming up here on our upcoming broadcasts of Diálogos Radio. We'll be featuring interviews with Nandia Papadimitriou, a volunteer with a grassroots volunteer organization known as the Atenistas, which brings citizens of Athens together to help revitalize urban spaces in the city, while also organizing walking tours and other events that introduce a different slice of Athens to residents and to visitors as well. Also coming up on the Diálogos interview series will be a can't-miss interview with Paul Ioannidis, who is the honorary vice president of the Alexander S. Onassis Public Benefit Foundation, and who is also the author of a recently released book titled Destiny Prevails, in which Ioannidis talks about his experiences in World War II, his experiences later on as a pilot in the Hellenic Air Force and later for Olympic Airways, and also the friendship and the business relationship that he developed with Aristotle Onassis and his family, which eventually led him to become one of the founding members of the Onassis Foundation. So that will be coming up in an upcoming broadcast of the Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. And in early November, we will be featuring on our broadcast an interview with John Perkins, the author of the best-selling book Confessions of an Economic Hitman, who will talk about the economic crisis in Greece and how economic hitmen from international banks and institutions such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank impose destructive policies and conditions on the economies of countries that are struggling, such as Greece. So all of these interviews will be coming your way beginning next week here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. And we'll be back again next week, same time, same place. But until then, I'll leave you with one final song. This last song will be with Yannis Kotsiras, who will be singing Το Τραγούδι της Ερήμου. We hope you'll join us again next week. Thanks for listening.
ακόμα κι αν φύγεις για το γύρο του κόσμου, θα είσαι πάντα δικός μου, θα είμαστε πάντα μαζί και δεν θα σου λείπω, γιατί θα είναι η ψυχή μου το τραγούδι της ερήμου που θα σ' ακολουθεί. Η Αθήνα θα ανάβει σαν μεγάλο καράβι που θα σε μέσα κι εσύ και δε θα μου λείπεις, γιατί θα είναι η ψυχή μου το τραγούδι της ερήμου που θα σε ακολουθεί. Ακόμα κι αν φύγεις για το γύρο του κόσμου, θα σε πάντα δικός μου, θα είμαστε πάντα μαζί και δεν θα σου λείπω, γιατί θα είναι η ψυχή μου το τραγούδι της ερήμου που θα σε ακολουθεί. Θα σου λείπω, γιατί θα είναι η ψυχή μου το τραγούδι της ερήμου που θα σε ακούω.